From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our study on why read the Bible. And I was just thinking, as Jim was opening the program there, he referred to our title, which is the Living Truth Broadcast. That's what this broadcast is all about. We've been doing this broadcast since the fall of 1989. We've never changed our name. We've never changed our direction. We've never changed our purpose. And what this program is all about is simply teaching the living truth, which is the Word of God. And that's why this particular series that we are involved with right now, even though it may seem quite elementary, is very, very important to every one of us. Why should we read the Bible? We spent all of last week on the subject, and we're going to be on the subject, the Lord willing, the rest of this week. There are many reasons why we should read the Bible, but it is all based upon the fact that the Bible is not the word of man. It's not the word of David. It's not the word of Moses. It's not the word of Paul. It's not the word of Peter. It is the Word of God. Everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 is the Word of God. It's God's love letter to us. It's God's message to us. And only by reading the Word of God will we get to know who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. Now, I realize that I'm talking to people who have been saved for a long time. And I think that many of you probably do read the Word of God consistently, regularly, every day. But there may be some of you who don't do that. There may also be some of you who've just been saved, and you've not gotten into the practice of reading God's Word. I trust this little study will help you. We've looked at six basic reasons why we should read the Bible regularly, and today we're going to look at the seventh reason, and that is we should read the Bible to be fruitful for God. To be fruitful for God. Jesus tells us that we have not chosen Him, but He has chosen us, that we should go and bring forth fruit, and that our fruit should remain. That's found in the Gospel of John, chapter 15 and verse 16. But I wonder how many of us are as fruitful that God would have us to be. Are you as fruitful, spiritually speaking, that God would have you to be? I need to ask myself that question. Am I as fruitful that God would have me to be? Well, one of the ways to be fruitful for the Lord, to bear fruit for the Lord, to live for the Lord, to do what God wants us to do is by being in the Word of God regularly, daily, consistently. Turn with me, for instance, to the book of the Psalms, Psalm 1. Psalm 1, and allow me to read the first three verses. Psalm 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, where the Word of God says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Now, let me just pause on that verse for a moment. Notice how it begins. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." How many times do we see today that Christians, when they have a problem, when they have a need, they will take the counsel of the ungodly? They will take the counsel of those who don't know the Lord. Have you ever stopped to think about that? They won't go to the pastor for advice. They won't go to a good Christian counselor for advice. They won't go to a good Christian friend for advice. They'll go to some psychologist or some psychiatrist who doesn't even know the Lord. That person is ungodly. And I will tell you, I will guarantee you, that if you have a problem and you go to an unsaved psychologist or psychiatrist, that you're not going to get biblical truth. It's just not found there. And yet sometimes we have Christians who go to the ungodly for counsel, and before you know it, they're standing in the way of the sinners, and before you know it, they're sitting in the seat of the scornful, which basically means that though they are Christian, their lifestyle is non-Christian. Their philosophies are non-Christian philosophies. Their living is not according to the Word of God. Why? Because they're given the wrong counsel. But let's go on in verse 2 of Psalm 1. It says, but his delight, talking about the person who is blessed, his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's the Bible. That's the Word of God. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Again, let me stop on that verse. Can you say right now that you are delighting in the Word of God? Do you look forward to reading the Word of God? Do you take every opportunity that you can to read the Word of God? Oh, beloved, I trust that you do. You know, if you were to walk into my house, you would see that in every room there is a Bible. You would see that beside my chair, you know, everybody has their own special chair, but beside my chair, beside my special places in the house in which my wife and I live, there is a Bible. Why? So that when I go to that place and sit down, I've got the Bible right there. I don't have to go get it. I've got a Bible right there that I can pick up and read. And I'm constantly reading the Word of God. The first thing I do when I get up in the morning, after I have my coffee made, is to read the Bible. The last thing that I do before I go to bed at night is to read the Bible. And what do I do throughout the course of the day? I read the Bible. Now, I'm not telling you that to build myself up. I'm telling you that to say that I want to be somewhat of an example to you. I'm not asking you to do something that I am not already doing. I delight to read the Word of God. Do you? Do you? Well, as a Christian, you should, because when you read the Word of God, there is a lot of joy that's derived from the Holy Scriptures. But then notice verse 3. Psalm 1, verse 3. It says, and he, talking about the one who delights in the Word of God, the law of the Lord, but he and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Every now and then, in the margin of my Bible, I have the word wow written. And beloved, this is one of those wow verses, because it teaches us that when we delight in God's law and spend time in God's law, that we will be fruitful in the work of the Lord, and whatsoever we do will prosper. Now, that does not mean that we're going to become a millionaire. This is not teaching prosperity theology, but it means this, that when you and I are delighting in the Word of God, and when we are meditating upon the Word of God as Christians, then God is going to give us a spiritual strength, just like that tree planted by the rivers of water that has deep roots, that is solid, that is not going to be easily knocked over. And as that tree is rooted in the ground right there beside the rivers of water, it will also bear fruit when it should bear fruit. And the leaf is not going to wither up and die, but it is going to continue to prosper in what it as a tree should do. You know, that's a tremendous scenario, is it not? That tree by the rivers of living water, well rooted, is able to act as every tree should act. and prosper as that tree should prosper. It does what it should do because it's rooted in the ground. When you and I are rooted in the Word of God, by reading it daily, by meditating upon it daily, then we will be well rooted in the ground of God's truth. And we're not going to wither away. We're not going to fall into sin. We're not going to give up serving the Lord. We're not going to become weary and quit, but we will be actively involved in living for the Lord, in the service for the Lord, and whatsoever we do for the Lord will prosper. That is, it will turn out according to the will of God. But you see, we need to be in the Word of God. I've had people come to me down through the years. They've asked the question, why is it that I'm having a hard time in ministry? Why is it that I'm having a hard time bearing fruit for the Lord? And, you know, I've heard some Christians say, well, God just isn't directing me, or God isn't equipping me, or so I've even had some Christians say that, well, God's not being faithful to me. Listen, all of those things are wrong. If you're not bearing fruit for God, you can't blame God. It's probably because you're not in the Word of God consistently, and you're not strong enough in the things of the Lord to bear fruit for the Lord. And so it's important that you read the Bible, that you be in the Bible, that you obey the Bible, that you live the Bible. And then before you know it, you'll be bearing fruit for the glory of God. That's basic biblical truth. So do it. Well, tomorrow we'll continue our study on why we should read the Bible. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.